Mo. My name's Maurice. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at julieland.com. Today, as always, I am joined by a man who has to share a mic today with Miss Phoenix Marie, Mr. Richard Avery.
He's tied up right now, literally.
Oh my God.
You said I could come hang out.
You have, and you've invaded, and I love it.
Yes.
Will you come around? Well, can this be more with Mo and Phoenix?
We'll talk, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's talk about your butthole. Moving on. No, go ahead. Sorry.
This will not turn into Mo's butthole conversation. So Dick, you have been invaded.
Yes.
And it's not just Phoenix.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. Yeah. These are big words that you're using.
I know.
So we've been invaded by women today.
I love it. And I forgot. Rule number one is all women in the room have to be topless while we do this podcasting. I don't know if you know that. You know that?
You know, there are
some. You guys always just leave me naked, so it's fine.
You know, there are some shows where people fake this. Where they go, oh, yeah, all the girls are topless in here. Our girls are really topless. We don't fake this shit.
I know.
But today we are joined by sexy, not girls, women. We have Phoenix Marie.
What up?
We have Ava Adams.
Hey.
And we have Angela White.
Hello there.
All three. This is the most women I've had on my show at the exact same time. I'm a little intimidated.
You kind of got some superstars in your room right now.
I do.
This is a serious four-way.
Oh, I knew I wouldn't be walking away
big
from
us.
Who said you're not part of the four? Dick got all of us, not you.
All big boobies, too.
I was going to say, it's the big boobies.
Yeah, all big boobies.
I mean, combined, you guys boobies. Are what cup size?
I'm 36 double D.
I'm a triple D.
Double G.
I mean,
to add that up, how do you add that?
That's
more like an M.
That is
probably a PRQ, that adds
up to a heart attack.
That is like that boob from Woody Allen's Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex with that giant bra that they catch. That's that boob. That's what
pretty
it
much.
Is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if anybody lactates, but that was what also happened in that movie. Yeah. So I'm just saying. Phoenix, we
great boobs, great girls, great boobs.
So, ladies, you all came in and kind of attacked the show.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, not at all. It's better than the dudes. Sometimes we have dudes and.
Why would you have a whole bunch of dudes? It's like a circle jerk.
Because, okay, so, let's go with more than Mo, more about Mo.
More than that.
Whatever the name of my show is. Let's try this one. I am so intimidated.
Our boobs are distracting.
Yes. More with Mo is about more than just porn. It's about, you know, we bring in all sorts of industry people to talk about all sorts of different topics besides, hey, so what size are your tits? And when was the last
thing?
Exactly. We do more than that. And so sometimes we have guys in that will talk about their own
their dick?
Yeah, we're talking about exactly. He wants to know their size of their dick. So, how big are you? I'm 6, I'm 8, I'm 10. And everybody's like, wow, what's that add up to? I don't know.
And then we talk about sports or something. Now, I've talked about sports more with Phoenix Marie on this show than I have with anybody else combined.
That's because you were okay with showing how you're not a man. But moving on.
Okay, yeah, no. I grew up and I did not have sports in my life. My dad watched race car. So,
Casey Kane,
A lot of NASCAR and a lot of drag racing. So that's what I grew up with. So I didn't have that. So what do you ladies want to talk about today?
I always want to talk about sex.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Ava, you're going to be the deciding factor. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh.
Food. How about food?
Oh, ooh.
Food.
She doesn't love food.
Food and sex. They go together really well.
Angela, stop with sex.
No, I'm with her. I'm not really into the food and the sex. Angela, best food with sex?
Oh, I've had a Twix inside me. Yeah.
Is that what
we were talking about? What?
You put a Twix in your what hole?
In my vagina.
See, my vagina does not like sweets.
I'm going to agree with that.
So wait.
I
so
agree.
What do you
I
put in your
Mike
vagina?
I let Adriano put a banana in my butthole, but that was my butthole.
Okay.
Peeled or unpeeled?
Peeled.
Okay.
That way she could smash and only half of it fall out.
And then I just popped it back out into
so
a
it's like
plate
a smoothie.
I got a video. I made a video of.
I did it like three or four times.
I got a video.
The stick of butter I did not like. It felt really okay. Weird.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Stick of butter.
Wait. I'm going to tell my story.
I'm sorry, Mr. Avery.
I have a video of Bobby Starr sticking grapes in her pussy and small bananas in her butthole. And that was my first shoot with her, and it scared the shit out of me. Like, I'm watching her. She's just like jamming bananas in her butthole, and I'm just shooting this thing. We're at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, trashing this hotel room like you wouldn't believe. There's blood everywhere. There's this, and I'm just shooting this whole thing. My first time with Bobby, And we finished, and I sat there and I said, wow, I think you're going to be my best friend. And a month later, she moved in next door to me.
Okay, let's go back to, because now I'm traumatized by that, because I love Miss Star, and that's a scary
story. I want to talk about the stick of butter. No, we're on the same page.
I was going to say, because there was a video that, videotape, it was actually on VHS, of a porn of some dude that was doing that, fucking a girl in the ass, pulling his dick out, and sticking a stick of butter up there as lube, having her push it back out, he'd stick
his
dick in
again.
And
yeah.
I was like,
that's what Adriana was doing.
This is like 94, 95. And I thought it was the hottest thing to see a chick do this.
He did that. And I thought it was like the whole DVD, right? So then like he wanted gummy. I was like, no, I draw the line at gummy bears. Those might get stuck. But
yeah.
Then I was like, you know, I don't really like the way this butter feels. So he stopped. He's really cool. If you don't like something, he's whatever. But I was like, you can put more bananas, whatever. But then I look at the trailer and it's like, just regular anal sex, then it's crazy. The butter bananas that's going up her ass. But my picture's the biggest on the DVD, of course.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Wait, did the check cash?
Besides all the...
Oh, he pays same day.
Besides all the business side of it, did you enjoy...
Honestly, it was fun.
You did enjoy it.
I like pushing my limit when I do porn with certain things.
Butter's not a limit, I think.
It is.
Maybe a loaf
butter
of bread.
Butter is a huge
a loaf
limit.
Of bread.
Honestly,
peanut butter.
I never put a banana or butter up my ass, so my fans got to experience not just something different, but they were experiencing with me because that was my first time doing that.
Okay, here's a question. Have you worked for Jason?
No.
Oh. See, it's funny because... Mike, you know I love you to death. Like, I'm not going to, but I know you're going to be like, oh. But Jason started all that stuff. So for you, but you like to get fucked, and Jason's more about like
just
girl,
doing,
girl. Yeah. You want
to see
the dick.
Jason just likes to
I
see
love
things going
Adriano's big
in and out of
cock
a butthole.
At my tight little
see,
asshole.
I like Jason's stuff because it is about, it's the sideshow. It's like,
yeah.
Woo, let's.
Jason's a sideshow.
You
want
to go, I want to go to the circus. I go to the sideshow. You want to see that? That's who I go to look at. Yeah. I want to, I can see fucking anytime I want. I can see crazy fucking. But to watch girls basically like shoot a golf ball from one butt to the other butt and they're doing, I mean, it's literally.
On fire.
Exactly. The stuff that he
I
does is, and you look at it and go, look, she
it.
Just swallowed a softball.
What's the craziest thing you've stuck in your butt?
He made me do the toothpaste thing. That was pretty intense.
What's
three
that?
Stripes
sorry,
in, three stripes it? Out.
Wait.
I took a whole
wait, back up.
Okay, so.
Yes, tell us about toothpaste.
Jason is, Jason, yes. He's kind of a, he's taught me everything I know about anal. He's the reason why I'm as good as I am. And so for that, he kind of was like, hey, guess what? Dana's going to put cat toys in her butt. You're going to put the cue ball. And I'm like, okay, fine. Put the cue ball all the way in. I push it out into Dana's mouth. She's licking it. And he goes, no, don't let it go all the way out. You have to hold it right there. Because it's just like the part where it's pulling the butt, the whole back, the sphincter muscle, like fully stretched out. You see all the little veins and stuff. He likes that stuff. So then I go to set, and I had actually had my tip blacked out. And I'm like, I guess I'm not going to be able to shoot. And I told him I totally understand if he wants to kick me off. And he looked around the room, and he's got Tori Lane, Jessica Moore, and Jennifer White.
Oh,
Jennifer
God.
White still in the bathroom. Tori just was having a good time that morning. Then Jessica just ordered a tuna fish sandwich. So that being said, and it's also for Pretty Sloppy number 3, if you guys want to watch, he's like, you just got to leave the teddy on the whole time to cover up the bruise. I'm like, that's fine. So I'm like, what are we going to do? And he's like, oh, you know, I want you to come up in the bathroom with me. And I'm like, all right. So I come in the bathroom. He goes, here's some toothpaste. I want you to brush your mouth. I was like, okay, brush your tongue. He has a guy that likes tongue. So I'm like brushing my tongue. And I'm like doing the whole flicking, let it go out. I was like, oh, this is nothing. That's all we're going to do. He goes, no. So you're going to put this 3-stripe toothpaste up your butt. I mean, you're just going to grab and squeeze. And then you're going to push it out, and then you're going to put it in the girl's mouth. And all I'm thinking is, I am so glad I knew it was Jason Day and I didn't eat for like almost 48 hours, because if I was a girl and I'm going to have some toothpaste coming out of a chick's butthole and then put it in my mouth, I'm supposed to brush my teeth with it, it better be fucking clean. Luckily, 3 stripes in, 3 stripes out, no smears, no nothing, no problem. So then I put it in the girl's mouth. And I'm like thinking the whole time, I'm like, Jay, did you come up with this when you brushed your teeth in the morning? He goes, kind of, yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, okay, we're all just going to brush our teeth, we're going to spit it out, and then we're going to just do spit. No. So Jay's all right, girls, grab your toothbrushes. Phoenix, getting doggy. Now I want you to use the toothbrushes to pry her asshole open, and we're going to spit the foam into her butthole. And then you guys are going to like dip it in and like brush your teeth with it again, spit some more in there. And I'm like, oh, why the fuck did I sign up for this? And I was like, at what point in time is this sexy? But there are guys that find it sexy.
It's not to me.
Yeah. That, you were like the spit cup
what number
at
scene?
The dentist.
I don't
what
think I would be a part of that.
It was that one for me, like $7.50. Like
it's not really, it's not, that's the toothpaste thing doesn't do anything. But my question is Did it burn?
That's exactly the question I was going to ask, because when I'm making someone sub for me on cam, I will make them jerk off with toothpaste because it burns.
Ouch. Whoa.
Sorry, okay. I just
what?
Oh yeah, there's heaps of subs on cam. They want to be hurt. Okay, so jerk off with toothpaste, that'll burn.
Wait,
so
actually
I don't
jerk
that...
off with toothpaste and it burns on your hand and
your
head.
It burns the cock. It burns the head.
Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
At first, they think I'm being nice, because when you first put it on the cock, it tingles and feels nice, but then you make them jerk off for it for a period of time, and then it burns.
Yeah. Wait, and they start burning and it's on fire.
And you're like, my vagina's on fire.
So was the inside of your colon on fire?
So here's what's kind of weird and funny is like, so I'm all, first, I'm an idiot. I was like, I don't need to test this. It's fine. Whatever. And Jay's like, do you want to test it? And I was like, for Jay to say I should test it, I was like, all right, so I like put it on, and I'm like, it's kind of minty. I'm like, no, I mean, it's good. It doesn't.
Yeah, minty fresh at the start.
Well, no, so I'm like, okay, we're good. So he's like, okay, he goes, well, put a little more. So I put like a big stripe on my finger, like, you know, you brush your teeth with your finger type stripe. And I shove it inside my butt. By the way, I have nails, so, you know, all the way up in there, and it's like foaming in my butt, and it's coming off of my nail, all clean, so that was good. And I'm like, okay, it's in there, still just minty, and I'm like, you know what, JMO, if it starts to hurt, we'll stop. Unfortunately, it never stopped to hurt. So all it was toothpaste. It just kept me minty, tingly,
so
but never burned.
Okay, so you need to tell me the brand, and I'll never let a sub use that.
No, I bet it would hurt. No, but I bet it would hurt your vagina.
Yes, my vagina.
It's different. Your butt.
It's a delicate
because your
flower.
Vagina really is a pussy.
Because I can stick sugary, sweet stuff up my butthole, and it's not going to do anything. But if I put it in my vagina, I'm going to get a yeast infection.
I can stick in my vagina and be fine.
I did a video with Roxy DeVille sticking candy up her pussy.
Old school.
I know. I miss her.
So this is the official, I guess, food and sex episode of More with Mo. Yeah, this is basically what's turned into. Okay, so let's go with this is all fun and on
camera.
How about
this? Can you bitches cook? Yes, that's going to be the question.
No, but
Angela, can you cook?
I prefer to have people cook for me. I find it very sexy.
Okay, the tits are great, but next.
No, I do have things I can cook.
Oh, sorry.
Well, what's the best thing you can cook? Go.
I don't know.
Nothing. Got it. Ava, what can you cook?
Tits are great. Let's go to the person who can cook.
Lasagna, Tex-Mex, ribs.
I love Tex-Mex.
Alex made me ribs the other night. They were so good.
I can cook anything. I'm not so much of a baker. I can do mini cupcakes. I've pretty much mastered mini cupcakes.
Like all day mini cupcakes, bitches.
That's it.
Put those in your butthole on cam.
I love cooking. And I cook anywhere from, like I said, you know, Tex-Mex, Southwestern, French food.
I'm coming over.
I can cook anything.
Feed me, fuck me.
I know people hate Paula Deen, but I love
Same
her
here.
Food and I cook Southern.
There's a lot of butter
if you
in
can't
there.
Cook and you're Italian, so good. You get...
She likes butter.
Oh, I'm sorry, are we having cross conversations over here, Mr. Avery?
No, it's just we never got around to us. And I was just,
yeah, I'm not. We're moving. Coming back. And Phoenix, can you actually cook?
I love cooking. It's all over there, Twitter.
What's your signature dish?
I'm one of 10. So obviously we cook large meals. I can cook anything. I will cook fish, and I don't like fish. And everyone's like, oh my God, the fish was great. And I'm thinking, I didn't even taste this. So bitch. Yeah. But yeah, I'll cook
Cooking's
it.
Cooking's not that hard to me.
I love it.
Not at all.
It's
fun. I love cooking. I'm a foodie.
I do have to say that one of the sexiest experiences of my life was the first time a man cooked for me. Mm-hmm. And then we watched 9½ Weeks.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, I know who that person
Fuck
is.
Fuck off!
Oh, well,
were you in high school?
No, it was recent.
Ooh. Oh my God. Okay, do you guys like cooking for men? Is it something that
I like
you
men
enjoy?
Cooking for me. That's what really turns me.
Basically you're saying you're lazy,
friend.
Huh? Angela?
No, it's really sensual for me. I like when a guy will feed me and then fuck me.
No,
that's,
here's a question. Does the food have to be
can
good
it be regurgitated
or is it the
on
fact
his dick?
That he did it?
Oh, yeah, the food like kind of has to be good as well.
I couldn't have a guy.
I mean, maybe like fruit or something like that, but like, you know, you go to like a nice dinner and then it's like, yeah, I'm not going to go bang you right now. I'm too full.
Yeah, exactly. All I can think of
that's wait for a little bit.
That's why it's as a man, I always say first date, you always take a girl. Okay, we're going to go get pasta, whatever. That's fine. But that second or third date, I think we just go get steamed vegetables because I don't want you to be too full.
Yeah.
But it's usually that problem only seems to happen with guys because the blood goes to the stomach rather than the cock. But I can fuck when I'm full. I can fuck
anytime. I'm
going to
make you regurgitate something on my dick next time. I'm gonna feed your ass.
Wait,
and I'm gonna be like,
please,
bitch, what?
Feed me. You can do whatever
I mean,
you want.
Give
her 20
sushi,
cupcakes.
Okay, but like, yeah, if you go eat a steak and
Steak, potatoes, and mac and cheese. I'm still good. When was the last time that you had somebody cook for you and fuck you then?
A couple weeks ago.
Chipotle. God, all these. Chipotle. Oh, God.
I love Chipotle.
I know. It's my favorite.
Wait, was it liquid or solid to liquid in 30 minutes or less? That's Chipotle right there.
For the boys, what's your favorite thing for a girl to cook for you?
Ooh.
What's that aphrodisiac, like, let's go with
triple chocolate milkshake.
A girl who can cook a perfect steak, medium rare, a perfect steak, New York strip steak. If she can pull that off, she's got me. Alex can actually cook. She does well, and that's the one thing to me that's like, I'll be honest for a minute. It's a hard thing to sometimes do to get somebody who can do it perfect.
I'll be honest for a minute. I really don't need a woman to cook for me because I'm really good to cook. And since I'm a codependent and I want to make everybody happy, I'd rather do the cooking. And so you and Angela White will be busy
later. I got it.
What are you cooking for me?
But I'm okay with her doing all the cleaning afterwards.
Oh, yeah, the dish part after.
I'll do the cooking because then the bitch has to go clean up. And I prefer if she cleans up naked in heels. I'd be a lot happier.
Oh, of course.
Ooh, and then just bang her while she's right there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Kitchen sex. Now let's go there. What's the craziest place in the kitchen you've had sex?
Like on a porn set or in real life? Because on a porn set, we've had sex everywhere.
I'm trying to think because I banged Alex while she was doing dishes one time. Like I went in, she was actually doing dishes for the first time in like ever, and so it kind of turned me on. And she was, and she doesn't like wearing clothes around the apartment, and that's all well and good. And so I decided I was feeling a little good and did it.
But I'm gonna ask a question on that in a minute. Oh, okay, God. Ange.
Probably kind of like up in the fridge, open the fridge door, and someone having to come up behind me, and yeah. And it was nice. It was summer, and so the coolness from the refrigerator was really nice.
His dick was able to stay hard.
It was at 7-Eleven. I mean.
Yes.
It was in front of the
it's so funny. You have me thinking. I have all these crazy memories right now.
Oh my God. Ava, what do you got?
In the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
Just regular counter and chairs for,
she's like, so the face is not really into it. You just prefer the bedroom at home, huh?
Yes. It's so rare that we get beds.
She never make it to the bed.
She's like, listen, I'm gonna lay here.
I love the beds.
It's like you're gonna make romance and like then fuck me.
It's like
I like beds or
couches.
Couches are okay. I like
backseat of the car,
oversized chairs. I like the floor, and I like bathrooms. Mm. I like being thrown against the wall and fucked really good.
Mm. Oh, okay.
See, I'm not into the bath. I mean, we've done it over the sink, but like the shower thing,
depends on the shower.
Well.
You have to have a mat to shower to where you can, like, basically have like somewhere to sit and stand.
Shower as the in between. So you go and fuck, and you get hot and sweaty. Then you go in the shower, and you're cooling down a little bit. Then you warm back up, and then you get back out of the shower. You help each other dry off really sensually. Then you get back, and you get all sweaty again.
Repeat. I wouldn't make it through all that.
I'm tired. Starting in the shower, and then just like being carried to the bed all dripping wet. And then you like still continue fucking, but then it's kind of cool.
That was
is that
so
before
sweet.
Or after the chocolate milkshake?
Right.
I just realized I am the most boring person ever because I was just thinking of the last time we had sex in the shower where it was like to completion. We found out that my ejaculate and water did not do well when it's because it got a little sticky and gummy. No. It was like on her, and so she's like trying to wash it off. But it was like this gummy consistency.
Okay, let's not.
Wait, you know what looks really cool if you jerk a guy off in the bath and watch him come like in the water? So you jerk the.
That's got to be hard for a guy to come with the friction of the water.
No. What? You can be gentle, Phoenix.
Fuck that.
So you're all that shit.
Don't you know how to jerk a cock off gently? Okay, and then you can pull the foreskin back and forth and watch the cum spurt out in the water. It looks amazing. What?
What boys are getting stroked in the water? Mo?
No, because that sounds like a pool event for me.
I think the whole water and sex thing is highly overrated.
I hate it. It hurts.
It's like people always you ever have sex on the beach and all that? No.
So I can just have sand up in my orifices?
Yeah.
I've done that.
We have big words.
Well, I've been to hedonism six times, and I'll say I did some things there. That was kind of fun.
I'll have sex from my hotel balcony overlooking the beach. That's good.
I love water.
The feeling of the waves without actually being down there in the sand.
Motel 6, you can't do that at. It doesn't work very well.
Yeah, apparently you're getting shot at.
I'm cheap. I don't do well there.
Woo! And Mo's like, can I borrow your handcuffs? She likes it, I swear. Yeah, I
give me 5 minutes. I'll be done.
I think the most entertaining thing I ever did was I took Kendall Carson, I lifted her up, and I threw her in the sink, and I was like, I'm washing your fucking pussy, and I literally washed her pussy before I fucked her, like, you dirty whore, and, like, just talked all this shit, and then I shoved the hose inside of her, and I turned it full on.
Did you?
She was just like, you know me, I'm pretty strong, so I lifted her ass up. She ain't running.
Kendall's not going anywhere. No. Kendall's like, please. She's like this, please don't. Please stop. Yeah. Whatever you do, just
nodding.
Stop.
He's nodding his head.
It's not a visual show. It's all audio.
You can see her like totally like.
Yeah. No, she's like, it was my best girl scene ever. And then she started taking the dick and got her tits done. Moving on. Okay, moving on. What's next?
Okay, hold on. No. You just brought up a girl. Do you guys like working with girls? Because you've all fucked.
Yeah,
we all fucked today.
Wait. This is where we just came from.
Do you like doing girls more than guys?
I like both.
Equal.
Really?
Equal.
I like both, and it depends on the girl, obviously.
Depends on chemistry.
There was definitely chemistry today.
Yes.
Depends on the cash.
I hate working with gay for pay girls. They suck. They're boring. And just stick to dick if you don't like girls.
Yeah.
Now, I work on a lot of girl sets now with Stills by Ellen, and we do the Web Young. And so I see the young girl stuff.
Is that by the pool?
What was that?
Is that always by the pool?
Yes, it's always by a pool. Sorry, I just have to say I've been going on a rant lately on Twitter, and it's not just Alan. It's every porn person, I swear. It's summertime. I understand. Every scene is a pretty girl next to a pool.
It's almost over, though.
Can we please get a little bit more original than putting a girl in front of a pool? Yeah, it is so over. Anyhow.
Waterfall.
Waterfall. Ooh, a pool. Ooh, look, it's a bathtub.
A hot tub.
What is up with women? Anyhow, so I watch a lot. The young girl stuff doesn't – I look at them and go, okay, they're cute, whatever. But it does nothing for me. I look at these two girls banging. It's like, whatever.
You like curvaceous girls like the three you
have
here.
I like curvaceous, yes. But I also like to watch mature women, a woman, not an 18-year-old.
But know what they're doing.
Exactly. Somebody at least 25, if not going to 30.
It's funny you said 25 because that's my general rule.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, I don't like to have sex with people under 25.
Unless
they're really mature.
See, that's funny because my whole rule is I don't like to have sex with anybody over 25.
Mr. Avery, I will tie your ass to the fucking wall.
I like him young. Oh, I like him young.
So gross.
18, fresh.
I like somebody worldly, someone educated worldly, and a lot of the time.
Why? You're not going to have a conversation with them. You're going to fuck them. Just shut up, put a ball gag in them, and fuck them.
Well, see, yeah, but I like to eat with them first, see? As drawing back to the food. So they need to be able to speak to me. They need to be able to.
Because if you really can't have a conversation with them, like, I don't want to have to put a. I remember this one where I was like, I just want to put a ball gag on you the whole time.
There are exceptions.
When you talk, you ruin it.
There are exceptions to the rules. There are some young women and some young men that
when
are worldly.
When I shoot girls and they annoy me, I put ball gags in their mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
So what you have to do is look at all my pictures and go, oh, she's annoying.
Phoenix?
Yeah, hi.
I never put a ball gag in you.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And then
I saw that.
Yeah, and I had to put the clothespins on myself because you fucking pinched my skin.
That's right. I love that.
Oh, you suck is what she's saying.
I know.
And then you tried to write fuck, anal fuck and zero fuck anal.
I know.
Oh my God, this is such an inside story here. Okay. So, do you like fucking girls more than guys?
I actually would have to say I prefer penis.
Yeah.
But there's an element of me that just wants to play with everybody, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you're just
have you ever
trisexual?
Have you ever done a tranny?
I have not. I was almost forced in the situation at one point in my
life. Go figure.
I'm sorry, almost forced?
I know. I wonder who that was.
I came home.
I'm sure he'll be listening.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll call me.
You're going to get in trouble.
I don't give a shit. What's he going to do?
I'll just hear it through my girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Can't fuck with me. We're both from Texas. Called you out.
But I came home and...
Nobody knows who we're talking about.
No, not at all. They'll know a blog and all this other stuff. But basically...
Nobody listens.
I got...
Oh, shit. My phone's already ringing.
Well, I am here, so it makes sense. No, it was like, here, we're going to fuck her. And unfortunately, it wasn't a girl I liked, mainly because she had fucked my... Yeah. Well, I honestly, if you associate with, I'll go with.
Okay.
And it wasn't a girl I was into, and she had... I just met her, and I was just like, are you really about to try and force this? And it became really awkward really quick when I started making out with him, and then he started grabbing her and, like, trying to make her get naked. And I'm like, I can't do this. And we weren't living together at the time, and I just left. And I was like, and then he, like, ran out after me. He's like, no, she's leaving. She's going home. And I'm like, No, I think
like,
he,
I need my space.
I
right
didn't
now.
Even know how to process.
Right.
There are T-girls like Foxy, for instance, who I think is gorgeous. She's funny. She's fun. Her sexuality actually kind of draws, no matter what sex you are, her in. She does a lot of the whole, hey, I know you're a straight guy, but I'm going to make you fuck me. And they do. And I'm like, oh, there you go.
Now, with so the girl that you were almost forced upon, she still had a penis?
Mm-hmm. 6 inches. Not really that big.
It's like not Foxy. Really a penis.
You can't really fuck me with that.
Yeah.
That so sounded wrong. I know. Sorry, guys. 6 inches.
So cutting back.
I told you she's scared of small
wait,
penis.
I don't like small.
Wait,
I don't
wait,
like small.
6 inches
you
like, around.
You just made my penis cry.
So, I mean, what about you two? Any,
I'm a size
I was going to go with trannies or, no. I'm sorry, transgenders,
no,
T-girls.
No, I haven't.
No, no tranny sex for me.
Any interest?
I never say never, but I, what?
Yeah, honestly, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. That's the way I feel at the moment. But if I was ever introduced to someone that I had amazing chemistry with and it turned me on, then
you wouldn't care.
Exactly. But it just hasn't happened yet.
Me too.
Well, I just started following some people on Twitter and it was weird. I flipped through and I saw this cute girl and I was like, okay, cool. And a lot of the transgenders are putting TS in front of their
yes,
Twitter
correct.
Names, whatever.
This one didn't.
This didn't. And I looked at her and April O'Neil. Is she
good
looks
friend, yeah.
She looks like April O'Neil. You know, go through and I'm like, oh, she's cute. Flip through a couple pictures. Cool, cute. Move on with my day. Mm-hmm. And then I go through and I see her. She tweeted something and it was a picture of her with her dick. And I was like,
you're like, oh.
I'm sorry, what? And then I go back through and flip through the whole thing and I'm like, holy shit, I would
not
have
known.
There was, I was like, this is a cute chick. Even with, you go through, she still looks like a cute chick, and then there's a dick. And it was this weird feeling where I'm like, I would have never in 100 years questioned this, ever. Would have never. It's not like, oh,
like if she had had an operation, she would have tricked
never.
You completely.
Yeah, exactly. If this is a chick who all of a sudden decides, I'm going to blow you in the bathroom at the bar.
You're going
to go.
I would have never known. And that would thing, if later, afterwards, or halfway, you want to see my dick. Okay, was she good at blowing? We'll let this keep going. But I mean, and so it was one of those things.
I love
of,
the fact that you just said that you're awesome.
Yeah, right. Anyway. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's not something that I would go, that I'm interested in. It does nothing for me. But it was weird because now we're getting into a point where this is like, holy shit, she looks.
Some of them,
you know,
yeah.
He looks like
I lived in Miami and there were some that were really like.
Domino Presley, if you look at her pictures, it's okay. So I have this thing like guys always like to talk shit and they're like, oh, I know, da da da. And then they'll start talking shit about girls in porn, especially porn stars. Like, oh my God, she had so much work done. I'm like, yeah, but look at this girl. Don't you think she's gorgeous? And they'll be like, oh, okay, she's really hot. And I'd be like, yeah, by the way, her name's Domino Presley and she has a 9-inch dick. And they all like, you're fucking with me. I'm like, no, she's flawless. It's not fair.
Like,
and I love you. You know this, so yeah. And
but
vanity
it's funny,
is the
like,
same way.
It's funny. Like years ago, I did a question video with Eva Angelina, and mm-hmm. I when I asked her if she liked to fuck, which she fucked a tranny, and her reaction was, I don't want to fuck a girl that has a better tits than me. And
yeah, I remember
thought,
that.
I know, and I thought that was just kind of like, yeah, I could see that. Like, she goes, I don't want to fuck a girl or a guy that has a better body than me, and I kind of thought. Yeah, that kind
of
makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of them have awesome bodies.
Yeah, they do.
Amazing.
The ones
I've
met.
They have the boy bodies. They don't have to worry about cellulite like us girls.
Oh, no, I told... Well, exactly. We were talking about...
They usually have great legs.
Oh, yeah.
Flat
and then,
stomachs.
And I said to them all, if I were to ever go get my butt done, because a lot of these bitches do have their ass done, sorry, I won't throw out names.
Yeah, y'all ain't squatting, bitches.
Yeah, fucking liars. Moving on.
God, we're going to get our asses
oh, no.
I know.
My girls know. I don't
see no on a...
Good thing I'm... Jump and dodge tomorrow.
I can see you like on set someday and a bunch of TSs come at you. So I heard you talking shit about us.
I wasn't talking shit about the TSs. We're talking shit. I'm talking shit more about, well, I wasn't talking shit. We're talking about girls not admitting they're getting their
okay,
buttocks
so
injected.
So let's go with, okay.
Wait, but I was, what
oh,
I was saying
I'm sorry,
was
I
was going to go with the T-girls. One of my T-girl girlfriends that gets her ass done. And I was like, hey, you know what? If there's anyone that's going to know the safest procedure, because a lot of T-girls have been getting their asses injected forever,
for
I'm going to go with one of them. Because they're going to take me over to TJ. They know right where to go. And I'm going to have an amazing fucking ass, guys. Like,
you have an amazing fucking
good
ass.
Good answer.
And how many injections have you had?
Oh, like,
oh,
you know.
She gets them done weekly.
Fuck, guys. Oh, really? That penis is so big.
Oh, a unicorn. Look
she
at
just
that.
Sits on her couch, plays Xbox all day long.
And eats ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay, so we moved away from food. So that's fine. And I'm okay with this. But what about... I worked
now
with,
we're talking about injections.
I worked with a girl. I worked with a girl one time, and she's blowing. I mean, I squeezed her ass, and that she, I had known that she had had an implant, but she made the stupid, she made the stupid decision of by saying, be careful, you're squeezing my implant. and was trying to keep me hard and do the thing. And it was like, that took me so far away. Fake boobs, been around forever. And I, but for some reason, a fake ass is just weird to me. So augmentation, Angela, anything?
All natural.
Nose job?
No.
Fake eyes?
Fake, yeah, totally fake. Teeth? No, they're all real.
Lobotomy?
Toe removal?
No, my toes are nice.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Miss Ad.
Well, Ava actually had big tits before.
Now, so. I've seen Ava's boobs. I've actually taken pictures of them, and they are quite nice. Yes. And I have to say, Ava
you get what
is...
You pay for.
Wait, I'm not looking at her, but Ava has fans on crews, so you are welcome back by many of the crews that I've worked on.
I love working. I pretty much only work for people I like working for.
No, but yeah, the guys... you get
I work with
up,
everybody
guys
I
like
hate.
Good, I like that.
Miss Marie?
I occasionally will do Botox.
Oh, yeah,
for
I do
me.
Botox.
I'm all... And then I've Take had my boobs done twice, one 10 years ago, obviously way pre-porn, and then about 2.5 years ago.
So you did one 10 years ago and the other one 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
Why did you do boobs at different times?
No.
She didn't get like the right one done, then the left one done.
Somebody do me a favor and slap Mo because I can't reach him right now and I'm really comfortable. I'm in the kitty position.
Okay, wait. So Botox, where do you get Botox?
Oh, I just
do
on
Botox.
My head.
Right here.
The forehead.
Take me with you.
I think I need to do that too.
I love my Botox. I'm not even going to lie.
Everybody on set thinks I look angry or annoyed or psychotic. So I think I need to probably.
I do the frown line and the forehead.
Yeah, I think I probably
should. So young. You don't need this.
First of all, I'll be 33 in September.
I'm
going to
be 35.
What are we doing for your birthday?
I have film older
what?
Than you.
What Whoa. Are we doing for your birthday?
My birthday. What about my birthday?
Oh my
birthday
God.
Cake.
We're back
She's
on food.
Taking me out.
Oh my
I'll
God.
I'll be in Vegas.
This just drifted.
I know that.
I thought we were going to Hawaii.
No, you lied to me. You said, baby, I'm going to take
I'm
you
I'm sorry,
someplace.
When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
September 21st, 1981.
Okay, so possibly by the time this show has aired, this will have already been past Phoenix Marie's birthday. But we would like to wish you a happy birthday if this is afterwards.
It's all right, guys. Don't worry. I'm sure I had a blast. And
getting
yeah,
old sucks.
You guys will have seen at least a Snapchat or something of it.
Hopefully you got a really big penis.
Wait, hold on. Can you predict what is going to happen on your birthday? And we'll see what happens afterwards.
Okay, on my actual birthday, I'm predicting that I'm going to probably be at a pool party in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to a nice lunch. I'll go to a really awesome dinner, and I will end up at a club. And depending on if I really am, you know, digging this guy that I might be talking to recently, mm-hmm. I will actually have birthday sex. I've only had birthday sex once in the last 7 years since doing fucking porn.
Really?
That's the lamest.
Oh
I'm dead
God.
Serious.
You know what's funny is I've only had birthday sex while working in porn once as well. Oh. I took Alex Chance came over my birthday 2 years ago, I think, mm-hmm. And when we were first kind of hooking up, I was plastered for my birthday.
Your dick didn't get hard.
No, it didn't even get that. She was nice enough to walk me because we were at a bar down the road from my place. Walk me home. She ended up sleeping in the bed by herself because I guess I'm just gonna lay right here for a minute. And she said it was about 45 seconds before you were asleep on the floor, passed out. So
I thought I had taken a picture like pissing on your head and be like, "Happy birthday, bitch! Don't do this to me."
No, but what's even worse is the next morning I was not feeling up to tip top shape, and so
didn't
she
didn't even get your
yeah, no, she. Took me to Denny's for like day, and it was like it was trying to keep Denny's down. But she was nice and came over the next day and hooked me up.
And that's why she's a keeper.
Yeah. That's why
she's stuck. What?
She's out of town. So okay, ladies. Well, this has been like an orgy almost.
What do we talk about? Everything.
I don't. Yeah. When I have to come up with a title for this show, we do the what the fuck. We
it's
do the wild card.
Food,
this is
sex
just
and trannies.
Yeah. foodsexandtrannies.com. Everybody go out and buy that domain
FST,
before
baby.
We do.
FST.
No, it's GTF. Grannies, trannies, and fatties. That's Christian site. Oh, sorry. Ooh, damn.
Who? Never heard of him.
Wow. We don't promote people that are not on the show.
He's been on your show though. I hear.
No.
Or just stalked around your show? Which one?
No, he's not. Okay, well, since Phoenix Marie has taken the floor, go ahead, promote yourself. What do you got?
At PMarizzle, phoenixmarie.com, basically just Google it.
Hold on. But yeah. Google doesn't work so much anymore unless you put porn afterwards.
You have to put porn afterwards.
Oh, no. So Phoenix Marie still comes up.
Yeah,
nope.
But to get certain
if
things,
you want
to
see dirty stuff, you have to put
have
porn
to put
afterwards.
Porn. They accept,
don't
yeah.
put
so
porn. Don't put porn.
My advice is everybody to go through and use Bing. Bing.com for all your pornographic needs. Ava Adams, where can we find you?
At Ava Adams 2Ds is my Twitter. And then my website is theavaadams.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at Angela White and AngelaWhite.com is my website.
Wow, everybody has websites. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug?
Not at all.
Do you have a website?
Are you sure?
Julieland.com.
Not at all.
J-Girl of the Year, Phoenix Marie. Woo!
Well, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can find all sorts of photos, videos, writings. Mr. Avery is making a little happy dance because he loves my exits. You can also listen to this show, TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.